Hey guys, it's Chris. You know how we start the episode with a special ad read for the WDW Review? Well, today we're going to do something slightly different. I want to talk about a good friend and great supporter of the show. Michael Black over at Theme Park Brothers has a YouTube channel that he, his wife Christina, and their sons Jordan and Cameron provide great Disney content for everybody. In addition to Disney, they also cover SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, Legoland, Universal, and other Central Florida attractions. But recently, we've started a new series called Let's Discuss, where Michael made the unfortunate mistake of asking me and Stacey Nyman to join him to talk about the resort really in depth. And the episode's up right now on Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. We think it turned out really well, and we invite you to join us as we talk about all the Disney resorts. Next up, Port Orleans Riverside. Again, check out Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by, get this, my regular crew today, Peter Ponocorvo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Stacey Nyman, how are you?
I'm great.
Always have to be better than me.
Right?
That's fine.
A little bit better.
Fine.
I was waiting for that.
And we're going to push one more across. We're going to push an extra person in the crew today. Scott Gerke, how are you, buddy?
I'm miserable. That's for you, Pete.
Thank you.
He went the opposite way.
Worst off from everybody.
I'm horrible.
So for is there a word? Is it Illinoisans? What's the word for that when we have more than one person from Illinois? Is there a word for this, Pete? Come on, help me out.
People.
Four people. That's not good. It didn't describe it good. So we have
Chicagolandians.
All right. So we have four. Three current, but one former Chicago, what was the word, Landians?
This is just getting so complicated.
Chicagolandians on. Scott, I am excited to have you on today. You are here today for a particular reason. You have a particular set of skills.
And he bought a jacuzzi.
he did? So, no. Give us a heads up.
Ruin the surprise.
Tell us what we're going to do today. What are we going to talk about today, buddy?
We're going to talk about Disneyland.
Disneyland.
My very interesting trip there.
Oh, I detected half happiness and half sarcasm. Did I pick that up correctly?
Let's just say if a two-year-old was smart enough to find a way to embarrass his parents for 4 days, that's what my kid did.
Yes. All right.
The scary thing is he didn't even try. He just accomplished.
Yeah. Let's get a Disneyland trip report from my buddy Scott. But first, okay, this is your what number trip is this to Disneyland? This is number two for you, correct, buddy?
Two, yeah.
Number two. So before we even talk about dates, where you stayed, all this, what was your focus going into this? Were you trying to go on rides that you hadn't, attractions you hadn't been on before, or places to eat, or you just wanted to take time? What was like the focus of this trip?
Well, last year we only went for 1 day, so we were just trying to get kind of everything done.
Okay.
Idealistically, we thought we'd be able to get everything done since we got so much done in 1 day last year. But we had probably like 6 or 7 adults with us with our 1-year-old, and this year it was just me and my wife and the 2-year-old now.
Okay. Last time he went, was he sleeping most of the time? What was like his current activity level, so to speak?
It was up there, but he couldn't climb as much.
Okay.
And he wouldn't fixate on so much like this trip, like certain gift shop items.
Oh, this is sounding like a beaten down man already.
Yes,
even before we started this trip, he's exhausted. And how long have you been back?
I'm still recovering.
Okay.
And this was last month.
Okay, so give us some details. When did you go? Like, how long did you stay and where did you stay?
We were there from the 23rd to the 27th of April, so it was just at the end of spring break, but it was very much spring break going on. The first day we visited my wife's cousin in West Hollywood, but then the 24th we were there all day, and then we left probably about 4 o'clock on the 27th, which was a Saturday, I think. We stayed at the Grand California on the DVC side.
Wow, so you spent a lot of time in both parks. Did you go to Disneyland by itself, California Adventure by itself, or what was the breakdown?
We did park hopper. We would split it pretty much. You know, morning in one place, night at the next.
Okay. Stacy, what are you doing when you go down there? Do you know?
That's pretty much what we're, I think, planning on doing is park hopping. It's going to be a whole different beast with Galaxy's Edge crowds and things. So I think we're just kind of playing it by ear and we'll see how it goes. But I've looked at crowd calendars. I don't know if you use those, Scott, when you're planning, but pretty much it's just all nines and tens, so it doesn't really make too much of a difference where we start or where we end, I don't think.
Okay. Peter, when you go to like a park, are you going just are you spending the day at Epcot, or are you going half here, half there, third? What are you doing?
I'm kind of just wherever I end up, I end up.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's different for me.
Yeah, I imagine so. Well, let's say you were in Scott or Stacy's spot. What would you be doing? Would you stay the entire day, or would you try to go in both parks at the same day?
I would probably try to dedicate a day to each park.
Okay.
And then, like, day three, I'd split and go back and do the things that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
Or the things that I had missed.
Well, and Scott, what was your thought when you bought the Park Hopper? Why did you buy that as opposed to just a day ticket?
I don't know. I think we just wanted to not be bogged down by one park. If the crowds were too bad, or we'd like that freedom of going back and forth. Plus, you know, we got an amazing deal on a Park Hopper through Disney. Like, right when we were buying it, they offered some spring break special. I can't remember how much we spent on it, but we saved a lot, and we got it right before they increased the Max Pass prices.
Oh, okay, good. Let's talk about that. So what was your battle plan for getting a ticket, though? It was always going to be through Disney, or had you researched, like, aftermarket sellers?
We always just go through Disney.
Okay.
I've never gone through anyone else.
Okay. Guys, what have you guys done? Peter, Stacy? I mean, I know you're AP holders and whatnot, but when you guys bought tickets, what did you guys do?
I only went through Disney. I just had heard too many stories of people getting, you know, ripped off with things, even though there are reputable companies out there. I figured it's not worth my peace of mind for saving $12 or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, I got that. Peter, what about you, buddy?
Yeah, I generally have always gone through Disney. I looked into getting tickets from a third party. It's a discount program for police, fire, EMS, and military.
Okay.
And it was such a small discount that I just ended up doing it direct through Disney that time.
So I remember buying tickets direct through Disney, but in fact, I have one.
Sorry.
No problem. I'm not quite sure. We'll ignore that one. So I have bought tickets resale. I guess you would say through a third party. I bought them through Maple Leaf Tickets in Florida, and I'm not saying they were the best, just at the time I needed them. Also, in California, there was a company called, I'm going to say it wrong, it's ARES. I don't know if it's Aris Travel, but they sell tickets, you know, by, you know, the third party. And, you know, we found that to be pretty easy. They had a secured e-commerce store. No problems. Piece of cake getting it in. And it was substantial enough for me to say, yeah, that's a good deal. But you are right. If it's like $12 or $20, be careful, because that can be super sketchy. And I will give everyone a very easy tip. when you look at those convenience stores and they say like Disney tickets like half off and Disney tickets like $50, if it's too good to be true, it's not true. Those tickets require you to sit in a 3 or 3.5 hour timeshare presentation to get those tickets. If you're paying at all, sometimes they're free, but then you really get bogged down with timeshares. So remember, it's your vacation, it's your time, so utilize it wisely. You only get a little bit of time to be on vacation. Anyways, your tickets. All right, you got them through Disney. You got Park Hoppers.
I actually looked up the ticket that we got. It was a 4-day special offer Park Hopper ticket with Max Pass, and it was $319 each. So it came out for the two of us $638.
Wow,
nice.
That was like a deep discounted price, especially for spring break. I was surprised. Yeah. I don't know how many times I read that just to make sure I wasn't, you know, messing up our trip.
Yeah, it's like, hey, get the free dining at Christmas time. It doesn't make sense. You would think that that's when they would be busy, you know? So, okay. So you're staying at the Grand Californian. Is it a studio, a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom? One-bedroom, I'm imagining, or studio. Where were you staying, buddy?
We did a studio.
Okay.
And I think we had the same kind of view that you had, from what I remember, was Pixar Pier. Or when you went, I think it was Paradise Pier. But
yeah. Yeah, I had a great view of that. So give me your thoughts on the Grand Californian. Describe it to us. What do you think?
I think I'm opposite of what most people would think for. It's a beautiful hotel. The lobby, mostly. Mm-hmm. But everything... We were in an old room, so we watched all these YouTube videos of the room tours, and the rooms were beautiful, and then we get to ours, and it's like an outdated room. You know, it's in one of the old ones.
Okay.
So that was kind of disappointing. It didn't have the laminate flooring. It had carpet.
Okay.
And there's just some things that didn't quite make sense to me, like with the pool or the walkway to Downtown Disney. I think like they missed some points, but overall, I mean, it is a great hotel. It's just, it wasn't quite what I was expecting.
Interesting. So
was the pool for having a 2-year-old? Was they're not zero entry, is it, the pool?
I don't remember it being zero entry. The best that you have is like a little kiddie slide that's like 5 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, that's about it. It's just weird that there were three different pools, but they're all right in the same area. They're all right next to each other. And we were in April, so it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of the three was heated, and it was kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, you know. One pool was nice and hot, and the next one was like not as quite, and then the last one was freezing.
So, Stacy, does Britta wear the life vest?
Yeah, she's just kind of afraid of being in the water.
Okay.
So she needs to be held almost all the time. So zero entry pools are fantastic because she can control how far she goes in. But if it's anywhere like up to her chest or higher, she freaks out. So,
is that from the flashbacks when she was on Amity and that whole shark incident thing happened? Is that why she doesn't like going in the water?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly the reason why.
See, we just throw the kids of the family into the pool and they learn real fast.
All right. So, Scott, you're staying at the Grand California. You're not impressed. What do you think, though, about like the food options? Did you happen to eat at the restaurant there at Napa Rose or whatnot? Did you eat? What'd you do
for
that?
No, and luckily we did not, because I think it would have, at least for Napa Rose, I think it would have been ruined with our kid. or I should say other people's experiences would have been ruined. We didn't go to, I forget the name, I can't think of the name of the character, but we went to Whitewater Snacks.
Okay.
And that's their quick service.
I could be wrong, but I think it's Storyteller's Cafe.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Whitewater Snacks was great. It was a great quick service.
Mm-hmm.
They had steak or chicken nachos, and those were great. And this is right off, if you're in DCA or California Adventure, the entrance from the hotel to the park, the Whitewater Snacks is right there. So if you want to get away from the park for a little bit, that's a great place to go.
Yeah, great tip.
Good tip.
We found that to be really good as well, too, because there's not many options. You know, there really isn't a whole lot of like, oh, can I just go over here and get a, you know, a cupcake or something? No, not really. You know, and if you want to leave the park, and you can buy a drink cup. They do sell a drink cup there, you know, but it's pretty much restricted to that one resort. So, but if you wanted to, you could just leave and go right to the, you're exactly right. All right.
Well, so, everything is so convenient there, too, Downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything is right there.
Yeah. What do you think about Downtown Disney?
I think I'm spoiled with Disney Springs. I do like Downtown Disney, but I mean, it just can't compare.
So, okay, let's talk specifically then, because a lot of those stores are actually, you can find them at Disney Springs. What about the Disney store itself?
It was actually very nice. Last year we went, they were still remodeling it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think the layout is similar to the World of Disney at Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, wide open concept. It doesn't feel crowded at all. You can look at things leisurely. It was really nice.
When I got back from my trip, which was back, oh man, now it's a couple years now, I had told Pete on the air, I was like, I think it's bigger than the one in Florida. And Pete's like, no, square footage is not. The one in Florida is bigger. But it felt bigger because at that time they were working on that open concept. It wasn't as closed off as the one at that time in Florida. And, you know, for the squat, large building it is like in Florida, this is just a giant rectangle. And it felt like cavernous as far as like you could from one end to the other. It's not a city block, but it almost felt like it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's enormous. All right. So Grand Californian, you went to quick service. Now you're at the park. So describe, like, give us like, I don't want you to take us like attraction by attraction, but give us some highlights and then give us some lowlights and give us tips like for like parents that are going. Because everyone thinks trips to Walt Disney World and Disneyland are magical. But if you've ever had a little one from age like 4 months to like, ooh, age 16, it could turn out the exact opposite way. But tell us like give us some struggles so like the rest of us parents feel good. Like, okay, good. At least you suffer the way we suffered for a while. Tell us some good things and some bad things.
Well, it was definitely magical. We had a great time, but I'd say the highlights were, now don't judge me because I had this as a kid and I was totally against it, but the harness, the leash for the children,
mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I was that kid.
Okay.
I had the leash. So I've been against it, but for Disney, my kid is crazy. He runs all over the place and people just don't care. So our highlight was when he finally warmed up to wearing it, which was the last full day we were there. So we got a lot done once he warmed up to it. But the low light was probably trying to put it on him outside of Haunted Mansion, and he just wasn't having it. He hit the floor on his back and lay down for about 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
And people laugh, but you can't help but think they're judging you intensely.
Okay.
Well, you did start this conversation with, okay, don't judge me, but I mean, that's pretty much asking, please judge me.
I know, I'm asking for it. But he messes with us. He's so smart. When we were in the Esplanade going to Disneyland, we put this thing on him, and this kid gets on all fours and puts his tongue out and starts walking around
panting
like a dog.
Oh, man.
So he knows what he's doing.
Was that the first time he ever wore it, Scott?
No, I think he wore it last year at Disney World.
Okay.
So this is, we don't put it on him. This is strictly Disneyland, Disney World, where the crowds are just so large. Like, I think you have to know your kid. If they're not going to leave your side, you don't need it.
Right.
But mine, he needs it.
Okay. Is it in the shape of, like, so my twins had that because that was the only way I could keep control of two at the same time. And they were like backpacks, and they like, one was like a little doggy and one was a teddy bear. Was it something cute like that, or was it like straight up like harness and like, what was it like?
Studded and nice leather, you know.
Oh, come on now.
We took him out for a walk. It has his name on it.
No, spike collar. Harrison.
Yeah. He had, it was like a Mickey styled one.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't a backpack. But he couldn't see that. You know, in front, all he sees are the black straps.
Okay. All right. So, we aren't judging you. We're sympathizing with you. We know the pain you're going. We know the pain. Okay.
Ethan right. had a
there's,
monkey
there's two,
on his back.
There's two parents on this show and me.
Peter, trust me. This is a bad situation. This is a bad situation. So you got him flailing on the ground. And how did it end? Did he just decide he's done and he wants to join you again, or was there coaxing at that point?
No, there's no talking him out of anything, really, unless you buy him something. But we were in the middle of like nowhere for Disneyland standards. There was no gift shop around.
Gotcha.
To get him.
Gotcha.
And we had lunch at Cafe Orleans right at that time.
Oh, okay. So that can't be the lowest light. Was that the worst part of the trip, or give us some more good? We want to hear some good. Because as parents, I think on vacation, if you have any child that feels tired in any way, this brings out the worst in any child easily. The overstimulation, sights, sounds, you know, all the cool things. This will take the kid from high to low in like 30 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
Give us some good.
He loves cars, so this is another like mixed bag. But he loves cars. He loves Lightning McQueen. So when we met Lightning McQueen, his feet were moving before he even hit the ground, and he ran right to them. It was adorable.
Wow, Scott.
But then we went to the gift shop, and then he threw a temper tantrum. You know, it was it's stuff that you look back on, and they're great memories. But when you're in it, it's not the greatest.
Yeah,
it's fun to tell.
So the tension between mom and dad must have been ratcheted up too. It's like, oh man, I just want to enjoy the day with him, and it's not going quite the right way, you know? So,
yeah.
Give me your. So, I just want to tease Stacy a little more with this, and Peter too. Your thoughts of Radiator Springs at California Adventure.
I loved it. It's amazing. I mean, if you definitely have to see the movie to appreciate it, I think. I mean, not to truly appreciate it, because it is great theming. But to really see how close to the movie it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I would say if you're going there for the first time, a lot of people go through the main entrance by the rides. I would go through Pacific Wharf because it takes you through this little opening and you see all the mountains in front of you where the Lightning McQueen ride. I can't think of the name of the ride.
You're talking about Radiator Springs Racers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you walk into where that's in the mountains there, but the view is amazing. It's breathtaking for being like not real.
That's convincing. A good tip.
So I've said this to Stacey before. As far as lands go, it crushes the other lands in terms of theming. Now, I'm going to give that a caveat by saying I haven't seen Toy Story Land. I've not even seen Pandora yet, so I may change my mind. But in terms of other lands available in other parks, it is by far the best. And that's just my opinion, but as far as theming goes, crazy good. So,
I know, I'm so excited.
Okay, so since we're here and we're judging you as a parent, can you give us some other lowlights from Harrison from the trip? Because he's going to hear this. I mean, this is going to be out on the internet forever. I mean, it's going to be an infamy, so he'll look back at this when he's 17 and see how his dad ratted him out. But
he's not going to lie. He ain't going to listen to this.
The podcast won't exist.
My wife won't even listen to this.
It might be a history project. It might be like all old-timey, you know? He might have like be listening to it on his new-aged Walkman or something. You never know. Give us some more lowlights. We want to judge you more, Scott. Please do.
Well, I went on Radiator Spring Racers because we had to go separately.
Okay.
And apparently he was a monster in Cars Land with my wife.
Oh.
But it was like a switch, because all she had to do, she texted me while I was waiting in line. She says, I'm going back to the hotel. He's being a little monster. Well, she didn't say that, you know. She would say difficult. I'm the one that says monster. But all she had to do was physically leave Cars Land, and he passed out. He fell asleep.
Oh.
But I knew she was having such a hard time. Exactly. I stopped by some, like, vineyard quick service type place, and I got her a wine slushy.
Good husband.
Other lowlights, I can't think of anything specific other than the tantrums where I'm getting punched in the face, you know.
Did they have rider swap at Disneyland like they do at Disney World, where you can take turns with kids who aren't tall enough?
They do, but I don't know exactly how it works, because my wife, the only ride she wanted to go on was Radiator Spring Racers. She wouldn't want to go on any of them by herself.
Okay.
Hey,
but I did hear on Mission Breakout, there was a kid who was crying hysterically, and the cast member talked to him and asked him if he did not want to go. So she said, because he said he doesn't want to go, it's a risk of him trying to get out during the ride.
Uh-huh.
So she said, the two of you, him and his father, need to leave, but his party, two people can come back and ride with him.
Okay.
So they definitely do have something in place. I don't know the exact policy, though.
Got it.
So everybody right now listening is making a note and thinking, if their kid misbehaves and says they don't want to go on this, how are they going to react as parents? Like, I could see me clenching my teeth and pointing at my kid, if you get me thrown off this line, if you get me thrown off this, so help me, if you get me. I could imagine your wife was probably really thrilled, too, when she said, I'm going to take Harrison back to the hotel. He's being difficult. And you texted back, yeah, okay, I'll see you in a few hours.
See you when I get off the ride.
Right? I'm not in a single run.
She tested me. I don't think she'll admit that she tested me, but there were several times when we'd end up at the hotel early, and she'd say, you just go back. You go on. Go ride all the rides that you want to get on. It's okay. But as a good husband and father, I said no.
No, I insist upon staying here.
There would have been an outline of dust where Pete was standing if Missy had said that to me.
Like Wile E. Coyote, right, Pete?
Where did he go?
All right. Give us your ratings on some of the attractions in the parks. Did any of them improve, or did any of them, you know, you remembered fondly, but then when you went back the second time, you didn't enjoy as much? What are you thinking? Give us some ideas on some of the attractions. Let's cover the ones in California Adventure, the site of you abandoning your wife and kid for a few hours on Radiator Springs, if you don't mind. What did you do today on that day? Give us some of the attractions you did.
We did everything, pretty much, honestly.
Boom. You went into all of them. Wow.
That California Adventure is, in my opinion, if you have Max Pass and you do rope drop there, you can be done by the time, you know, the afternoon comes.
Okay. So I have stated that it might be, in my mind, like the second or third best park in the United States for you know, Disney property. What do you think about California Adventure?
My wife did not care for it. Okay. She liked it, but I loved it, though. I thought it was like every mistake made with Hollywood Studios fixed.
Corrected. You're right. It's really good. Don't overlook it. If you go to California and you blow by it and you're like, oh, we're just going to go to Disneyland, it's a mistake. It's really good. Right, buddy?
And and it's a lot bigger than you think.
Okay.
It's a big park. I remember when we got there looking over the balcony, I'm like, this park is not that big. We're going to be done, you know, really, really quickly the next day. And you can be, but you can also get lost in that park easily. There's a lot to it.
What did Harrison do in that park? What did he do? And then maybe let's approach it that way.
That one is a little bit harder. That aspect, he did the Monsters, Inc. ride,
mm-hmm.
Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters, which is so much fun. Mm-hmm. And we had never seen a video of it before, but that ride was a lot of fun. And then the Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's it. We did Toy Story Mania and the Critter Carousel.
Did he go on that Redwood Trail, the play area for kids?
No, I didn't even see that.
Okay,
but that part of the park we didn't go to all that much.
Oh, okay. It's across from like the Grizzly River Rapids. Did you guys happen to go on the water attraction there?
No, it was too cool. And I forgot what happened with the Max Passes, but it just didn't work out.
If you're a water park, a water ride guy, though, that's a really good ride. Really good. And, like, you don't get super-duper soaked.
Is it a raft ride?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Whitewater Rampage, you know, or if
that's Kelly River Rapids.
Yeah, kind of like Kelly River Rapids is exactly right. Stacey, I just dated myself by calling it Whitewater Rampage.
I know you did. I wasn't going to say anything.
It hasn't been called that in 20 years at Great America.
Wait, what is it called now? I'm still on that name.
Roaring Rapids, I think.
We all caught Whitewater Rampage, right? We all knew it. It's a really good one, but it's right across from there. It's a nice kids' play area. Really large, got like tree houses and rope bridges and a lot of fun things for a kid to burn off some steam, which might
have
been useful for you, I'm just saying.
That would have been good to know, yeah.
Can you avoid it if you, is it very visible when you walk past a certain area?
The kids' play area? No, it's worth going. Yes. It's worth going for parents.
I'm thinking she doesn't want to try to chase Britta out of it after she gets into it.
So I need to be strategic about this, because if she sees it, we won't hear anything else about it until... I mean, I can really identify with Scott here. Like, it will just take up the whole day until we finally get to do that. So if we already have something planned, I don't want to walk by something like that and then have to carry a screaming four-year-old away from that area.
Okay, so if you're walking by the Grizzly River Rapids, don't look on the other side of the path. That's what I would tell you. Keep her focused.
Distract her.
distract
her. Look at that water over there. Whoa.
Oh my gosh, it's a tree. You know,
but we walked through it and I never noticed it. Definitely would have stopped by at that point.
You know, I'm hoping I'm not dating myself, and all of a sudden it's been pulled out in the last year and a half or 2 years, but it was really good. So, Stacey, it's cool. I mean, the big kids will like
definitely.
It too. You know,
I think we would definitely make a plan to go to that. Mm. But we have to. I mean, even if we're driving down the street, if there's a playground that I can see up ahead, I have to say, Britta, look over there, so she doesn't see the playground that's on that side of the street. So things need to be pretty strategic.
The master of strategery, I could tell. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Take us to Walt's Park, Scott. Everything, or what'd you leave out?
We didn't go on Alice. Peter Pan, we missed it again.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Did you go on
Splash Mountain?
Mr. Toad?
We did. The second to last day, or no, the last day, excuse me, we went rope drop and did Fantasyland and did almost everything.
Stacy, I'm not going to lie to you. All right, that ride, people love it. It's a classic. It's missable, just so you know.
No, I'm telling you, that is one of the things. Mr. Toad and Alice, and isn't there a Pinocchio there also?
Yes.
Pinocchio. So those are the three that are things I'm most excited about doing. And I'm probably going to be like, what?
It is the trippiest thing you've ever been on, I'm going to tell you. I don't even want to get any further. We're going to lose the kid rating, but okay. What else? What else, buddy? What else did you do? Splash Mountain, okay.
We did not do that one. We did everything at least once. It got close for Indy and Big Thunder Mountain. We did that the last day, and that was in the last couple hours we were there.
And you had to do that. Did you do a swap? Obviously, you had to do a swap with Harrison, right?
No. Well, she didn't want to go. She just does not want to go on rides by herself.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But that, I tried.
That indie ride is worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that ride.
It might be It might be the best ride in my mind on Disney property in the States. Is Indy, Stacy? It's like Dinosaur, but the theming's ridiculously good. Ridiculous.
Oh, good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've heard really good things.
The queue is ridiculous. The queue is worth waiting in line for. You don't want to take FastPass. You just want to wait in line and look around. It's really good.
I never get that feeling, but yeah, it's nice.
No.
I'm a FastPass snob.
Okay. How about the Enchanted Tiki Room? Did you do that?
No, we didn't do that.
Scott, did you go to Disneyland? I'm just checking. Was it? Did you actually go?
You need to be in a room with my child for 10 minutes and tell me if you could take him in a show like that. Okay. I wanted to, but it's just, you know, it's just not, it wouldn't be enjoyable for other people.
Well,
you know what we did at Disney World, Scott? We took her to the tiki room and that we were sitting front row, so we were like in front of everybody. She started having a meltdown, and I had about 7 Dum Dum lollipops in my purse. I pulled them all out and I opened them all and I gave them all to her, and she made it through that attraction, but I was like sweating the whole time. Like, I'm gonna have to get up in front of all these people and bring the screaming kid out.
That's good to know. I think that would work on him.
Yes, you just like the massive distraction.
Yeah,
that was like great mom strategy right there. You just you unleash the whirlwind of dum dums on her, and
I did.
She
couldn't. Like, look, there's more. Look,
it could backfire on us though, because he loves throwing stuff when he's not happy.
Yes,
so.
You know
what,
though?
He's got a pretty good arm.
Scott, Stacey, Pete, in that attraction, would anyone really notice if someone was throwing things with all the crazy distractions going on in the first place? You know,
probably not,
right? That's mental warfare already, right? Okay, Scott, what did Harrison really enjoy? What thing did he like? I mean, he's not going to take away anything from this.
No.
I mean, I realize that too. If it's under 2 years old, you think you're creating magical memories and you're watching a commercial.
You are, but you're making the memories
for you.
Mom and dad, not for the child.
Good
point.
We
have great pictures that he'll look back on, but
one's for his wedding day, right? When he's splayed out right in front of the Haunted Mansion.
Though there's a list of things I'm going to remind him of on that day. He loved the Radiator Springs. That was his number one. I mean, we went there once, and he knew where the gift shop was immediately.
Boom.
So whenever we'd go in, I'd have to block his view. But even then, he would like spring up, realize where he was, and then point to the building.
Oh.
Okay.
And it was cute until we bought one toy. We put it on his stroller tray, and then he points to an empty spot on the tray, so we go and buy another one, and then he points to the empty spot again.
Oh, man. Well, let me ask you, was this, and I'm not judging you, because I've done that, was it too young to take him on that trip?
On this trip, I think my wife knew what to expect. And I was like wishful thinking. I think maybe for this trip, yes.
Okay.
But it depends on your familiarity with the park.
Gotcha.
You know, with Disney World, we have that coming up in July. And we're completely ready for whatever. You know, we've been on everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal if we don't get on certain rides. Disneyland was different, I think, because we actually wanted to do stuff.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Your expectation level was different, wasn't it? You were hoping to still accomplish a park like it's new and it's magical with Harrison, you know? So, okay, good point. What tips you got for Stacy at this point? Because Stacy, how old is Britta?
Britta is
5?
4. She's going on 21
with
her attitude. But yeah, no, these are some really good things to think about, because I'm also in the wishful thinking stage, and I think that my husband's Scott also is in the wishful thinking stage.
Oh.
You know, she'll be coming up on 5, but she is very strong-willed, like a lot of 4-year-olds are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're planning, like, I've started thinking we need absolutely to have her stroller. She's going to have her blankies with her all the time.
And 500 dum-dums.
And that's what I was going to say.
Bag of dum-dums.
We go to Sam's Club and get the big bag of dum-dums. We get, you know, like, just...
Scott, give her some help.
Galore to just kind of pass to her.
you guys are driving, right, Stacey?
Yeah, we're driving.
Okay, so yeah, the big bag is fine.
It's fine. Absolutely.
I would say trying to get through airport security with that might be interesting.
You're driving to California?
We are, but we're taking it slow there. We're going one way there, and then we're going another way home, and we're stopping along the way to visit various people, including some Epcot folks. So we are going to be adventurous, and the kids travel really well, so they're used to this kind of thing.
I think the road trip was more as was an example of your wishful thinking. That'll be fun though. We're driving to Florida this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a fun drive. Chris and I did that drive.
Yeah.
But not with a two-year-old, Pete. Not with a two-year-old.
Oh, so you'll be fine.
I have a plan of attack already. I'm ready.
Jack Daniels.
Yes.
What?
Well,
no.
Well, hang on. Scott, you're glossing over this. Offer Stacy some advice. What would you give her as far as anybody that's got from 4 months to 6 years old? What's the best tip or two you can give them?
Wait to go through souvenir shops during their nap time.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We were able to take our time and look at stuff or anything that you can walk through and experience their nap time. It's the best thing. A lot of people might go back to the rooms and whatever, you know, if that's what you do, then, you know, more power to you. But we like to go through gift shops, and he's just not, he wants everything. Like everything.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Did you happen to get to Trader Sam's at all? I mean, obviously, I mean, you can sit outside, but did you guys go there for lunch or anything?
We got about as close as you can get without actually going.
Okay.
We went to have to try out some stuff at Tangaroa Terrace.
Okay.
Right next to it. So, and at that point, you know, we had done Disneyland. Then we took the monorail, which I don't really care for their monorail that much. It looks neat, but with a stroller, it's kind of difficult to get on. Because it's like a central seating area. So it's not like the monorails they have at Disney World. Mm. So it's like really tight squeeze with a stroller. But we did that, and then he threw a temper tantrum when we went by the Lego store, so we had to get him a Toy Story set. So it was just not, you know, we wanted to go to Trader Sam's, but it just didn't happen.
The poor Gurky family brought home, like, an extra 80 pounds in souvenirs, yeah. From this trip.
All of stuff that's just scattered around on the floor right now.
So that's the other tip, Stacy, is bring an extra suitcase to put all the souvenirs in, right, to bring it back home with you.
We can't afford this.
Oh, man.
She's driving. Just bring a storage tote. You'll be fine.
Or save the dum-dums bag. Just toss them inside that.
Yeah,
when you're
that's
done,
a good idea. Right? That's it. Once the dum-dums bag is filled, you're cut off.
We always give him those the Mickey lollipops, too. He really likes those.
Oh, yeah, Britta does, too.
Hey, Scott, I will say this, though. And believe me, I am not Father of the Year by anyone's estimation, but they will get past that, and eventually they'll grab on to it, and they'll like the music, and they'll like the movies, and they'll really tell you what their favorite attraction is. And as much as you're like, yeah, this was a fun trip, you know what? They will become really enjoyable as they get older. So I got to tell you, I was impressed with you just attempting this, because that flight alone, that 4.5-hour flight, that's a lot for a 2-year-old, you know? And there's nowhere to go, you know, and if you got turbulence. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you just for trying that. It's
well, if anyone is going with a toddler, I would strongly suggest getting a car seat that's FAA approved.
Okay.
Because that's what we did. And they're familiar with the car seats, so we were able to put that in the chair, and we left really early, so he slept pretty much the whole way.
I was to say the early morning or the late night flight is the way to go with a little kid in that situation, because the odds are they're going to sleep on the plane.
Good call. We weren't lucky on the way coming back, because we left at like 5 o'clock and he had just taken like a 2-hour nap.
Oh yeah, so you were hosed.
He was up the entire flight. My wife had to entertain him the whole time. He wasn't bad, but he was vocal, and then. Of course, right when the wheels touched the ground, he was out.
Oh, man.
Because that's when you got to drag him back up the aisle.
Yeah.
Scott, did you fly into LAX or did you fly into SNA? To
LAX.
Genway. Okay. So from there, how'd you get to the Disneyland Resort? Was it a shuttle? Was it an Uber? What'd you do?
We rented a car.
Okay.
Because we went to West Hollywood. We wanted to have a vehicle. Plus, we figured we go through Costco travel. And by the time I think we found and priced out a car, it was about the same as a shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, that did they announce that they're doing like a Magical Express for Disneyland now?
So when I went, it wasn't. It was through like Gray Lines, and it was their official, unofficial like travel provider. But I just did see buses recently that looked like it was official, but I can't verify that, so I'm probably wrong. But I hate to even expand further upon that. You know, we'll have to check in. By the time this comes out, we'll do a little more research and we'll post if we found it or not.
Research? Oh, Wikipedia. Never mind.
I'll go.
By that, I mean Scott will do research to make sure.
Check on it in 15 minutes. Let me go load that page up.
Yeah.
Let me go write a Wikipedia page real fast,
right? Okay.
Scott Gerke was right.
So for if you're listening and you're wondering, you can fly into LAX, and there's so roughly from Chicago from Midway to LAX, there's like no kidding you, there's like 25 flights a day. And so they're actually relatively inexpensive. They're about $199. At least that's what I've seen them for. You can fly into SNA, which is John Wayne, which is closer. There's about 6 flights a day. So, of course, you're paying a premium for that. It's like $349 per flight from Chicago.
All right, there's about 60 flights a day between Chicago and Orlando. How come it costs me $400 to go back and forth?
You like to fly first class. I don't know, bro.
That ain't first class.
I don't know, man.
Last time I was up there, I flew basic economy.
Okay.
Well, I had a bruise on my kneecap.
You don't even want to know what we paid for a round trip for 3 tickets.
Was it good or bad?
It was amazing.
A really good deal?
Yeah.
Then good. Paid,
it was very good.
Good deal. And you flew into LAX, though. So that's the tip. If you fly into LAX, it's further from Disneyland. So like the taxi fare, the Uber fare, everything's going to be a little more expensive. But in terms of that price, like you save that in terms of easily the airfare ticket. We flew right into SNA. We're like, oh, let's be smart. And like I priced out on another trip recently, and I was like, it was like almost like $1,000 difference. And I was like, there's no doubt what I would do if I was going back again, you know. So I actually priced out crashing the Nyman trip, but it just didn't work out. I was gonna head out in that direction, but it didn't work out that way. So
we should just run a shuttle bus, and we'll all go and chip in.
Right? Maybe I just drive the van. Who knows?
Super mega shuttle.
There you go. All right,
Chicago to LAX for $4.
Whether you get there or not, it's one deal, or you know,
yeah, well, you know,
it's up for debate.
$4, you get what you pay for,
right? It's like the quadruple layered bus where it never quite gets to the end of the line.
Mm-hmm. You know?
All right, Scott, give us at the end of the day. All right, so you're at California Adventure. Describe the 3 best attractions you went on in California Adventure.
Mission Breakout, Incredicoaster, and I guess I'll say Radiator Springs Racers.
Not Soarin'?
We didn't go on it. I actually, to be honest with you, I hate the new Soarin' Over the World or whatever.
Hmm. Interesting.
See, I love California.
I'd want it out there just to see the different ending.
It's
now you tell me. Now you tell me. Now
well,
I gotta
you didn't that. Ask.
You too.
Theirs ends at Disneyland the way ours ends at Epcot.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, what about Disneyland? Give me your 3 favorites.
Pirates, Space Mountain, and Haunted Mansion. I don't know.
Not Indy. Interesting.
But I didn't think of that. I have a lot of favorite ones, actually. I like that park has a lot of good rides.
Scott, come on now. You're bending the rules here. We never do that in this show. We need 3. That's it.
So technically, by Dub standards, I should have about 10 favorite rides.
You should, yes.
Park. Per park.
Include a whole land.
Actually, I was just going to say, Frontierland, Fantasyland.
I'm so proud of you, a tear comes to my eye. Before we leave, where did you eat in the park with a 2-year-old? Give us like your best tip for that. Like, let's just say Britta was a really picky eater. Where could Stacy go as like a fallback for something that she's going to be happy with, and so will Britta?
As far as Disneyland goes, the only thing that comes off the top of my mind is Galactic Grill in Tomorrowland.
Okay.
That's good. They have a lot of booths there. I don't know how substantial the food's going to be. But, I mean, it's Disneyland, so wherever you want to go, other than, like, the Bayou or whatever, Blue Bayou or whatever that restaurant is. Mm-hmm. Everyone understands. We went to Carnation Cafe and Cafe Orleans. Quick service, I don't know. I was actually going over stuff with my wife before I came on tonight, and it's like a big blur the whole trip. I had our favorite was the hotel. That was a really good Whitewater Snacks. That was a really good place.
Okay. Well, you know what made this fun, honestly, was everyone who's listening is sympathizing with you and saying, you know what, still, you pulled some really cool memories, and you did something that, like, you need courage to do that, dude. You know, like, we were, like, afraid till our twins were, like, 4.5 or 5 years old to take them anywhere because we were always, you know, playing defensively. You took your kid on a plane 4.5 hours to Disneyland and California Adventure. Like, you deserve a medal for that, you know?
Or a drink or something.
Or a drink. Right? A special drink cup or something. All right.
It was worth it. It was definitely worth it. It's fun to look back on it. It is a little hectic. I think it's just you need to understand what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
And temper your expectations.
Adjust your expectations. That's like the point of it. Yeah. Can I ask you for a favor? Can you send me, and this is on air, so everyone's going to see it when I put the show out. Can you send me some of the classic Harrison pictures from the trip, meaning meltdowns? Do you have any meltdowns?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any meltdowns?
I have the one where he laid down on the ground.
Yes.
Okay. But don't be fooled when you see his face, because it looks like he's just taking a break. He is in full meltdown.
Do you have any mom or dad full meltdown pictures you can send us as well, too?
No, those have been edited. Okay. And been removed from the photo library.
Okay. Pete, Stacy, you got anything else for our buddy today?
No, I'm just so glad that I heard all of this because it's given me a lot to think about.
I'm going to tell him something he's going to need up in the future. You know, keep that right up to protect the eye, okay? Because if he's going to keep doing that, you're going to have to learn to cover up a little better, I think.
See, the problem is my brother-in-law he was in boxing for a long time, so he taught Harrison, and Harrison caught on pretty quickly.
Oh man!
So he'll come at you with the left.
You got to learn to keep that guard up, man.
He's got good form.
Pete Scott Gurky, he's got an MMA fighting 2-year-old. What are you saying here? He's got no chance. Oh man,
I'm trying to help him out. I don't know, man.
Oh no, I don't think anything. Well, he is a force of nature. He's a force to be reckoned with. He's something else.
Well, you know, we've invited Scott Stacy to join us whenever we kind of get together. But now we're kind of rethinking this right now. We're not quite sure about this anymore. No, Scott, come on. You got to join us. Bring him
to meet Harrison, because they might hit it off. We might have
trouble.
Two kids who are, yeah, exactly. They might cause some problems.
It would be dangerous. I'm not sure. I have a coworker, the same deal. I'm like, we can never get our kids together.
Okay, let me ask you this. Scott, have you ever taken Harrison to Cantini Tank Park?
Not yet, but that is on the list. We really want to go. I think we might go. I'm going to try to push for that for Father's Day.
Okay. Okay, that's a good plan. Anyways.
When was it that we all went?
Last Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend, that's what it was.
Yeah.
We did go.
So a year ago. A year ago this weekend, that's crazy.
All right, guys. I want to let Scott go and get some rest. It's been about a month since he got back, but he's still convalescing from his trip and putting his feet up. So for my buddy Peter, for my buddy Stacy, for my buddy Scott, we'd like to thank you for joining us. If you do get a chance to go to iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, any kind of your podcast server, by all means, please give us a review. We really appreciate that. And you'll notice now our entire library is available on anywhere you look. So that was my fault that we only had the last 100 episodes, but now all episodes are available. So
if you're a sadist and you really want to make your life miserable,
go back to
episode one.
That's so crazy. I can remember when you guys were in single digits. That's how far I would go back.
Well, you know what? I know what? We started off in 2015. We've been going for 4 years almost here. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And we still act. We were no better now than we were then. So.
Not really. I mean, we've got nicer stuff to record with, and it still doesn't sound better.
Yeah, it was just us.
Well, just us. No, I can't say that.
Stacy made us better.
It sounds a little better.
Stacy made it better.
You guys should be very proud. Aww. You've done a very mediocre job together.
You know what? We're bringing up the middle like no one's business.
We're the world's okayest podcast.
That's what we're proud of.
There you go.
All right, guys.
Aim low and you'll never miss.
For everyone who's listening, thank you. Have a great day.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye.